The nonprofit group Citizen Action did the study. It compares healthcare cost, inflation, and quality throughout the state. Overall, Wisconsin healthcare costs are 22% above the national average. Robert Craig is the executive director of Citizen Action. He says, on average, the cost of premiums in the state increased 9% from this time last year,
which is high given how the consumer price index has been stagnant this year during the recession. So it shows hyperinflation is continuing, but it's been even higher in some regions of the state.
For example, the Northwest region had an 11% inflation rate, something that troubles Representative Donna Seidel of Wausau.
If these spiraling costs are not brought under control, our top-notch care can be out there. But if it's out of reach for so many of our hardworking families, it won't matter.
The study finds a 19% gap between the highest cost areas, such as Wausau and Kenosha, and the lowest cost area, Madison. It also takes a panoramic snapshot of healthcare in Wisconsin over the past decade. Congressman Ron Kind says that picture serves as a call to arms, whether it's in Washington or Madison.
I was shocked to see over the last 10 years the inflationary increase in the cost of premiums for healthcare going up 120% nationwide, but it's even more alarming when you see it's gone up 179% here in Wisconsin.
Citizen Action largely supports healthcare reform legislation moving through Congress. Critics say it will only drive up healthcare costs. Kirk Carapezza, Wisconsin Public Radio.